Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yo, yo. Y'all's lost, it's perfect, converting the soul. Y'all's testimony sure, making wise to the goal. Y'all's statues are right, rejoicing the heart. Y'all's commandment is pure, enlightened in the eyes. The fear, y'all clean, enduring forever. The judgments of y'all true, and right the soul together. Praise y'all, praise y'all, praise y'all. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. First and foremost, all praise to Yah, creator of the heavens, earth, and sea, and all that in them be. Scorn is reviled, Yah's biz, be Yah, this album like fizz. Let me tell you who he is, the Almighty, El Shaddai, he who sits on high, El Elyon, the Most High, Elohim, Shalom, Yisrael, Yahweh, Eloheinu, Yahweh, Yakai, to glorify Yah, that is my job. Yah's one, arm, leg, leg, arm, head, done. JC, down on the cross, so we never won. Our people calling on deities, blind, deaf, and dumb. They use with the cough, image to rest this for the heat. Why my people so blind that they can't see what's right under their feet? Clear as the concrete, I'm a hunter for the lost sheep. Send it up, step alive to the most high. Y'all set the motor sure, make it wise and bold. Y'all statues are right, rejoice in the heart. Y'all commandment is pure, enlightened in the eyes. Yeah. The fear, y'all clean, endure forever. The judgment of y'all true, and right us all together. Praise y'all, come on, y'all, praise y'all. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, yeah. Who is our king? Yah sent us into captivity for our iniquity. And who was our judge? Yah, he'll have mercy and compassion on me. Just love him and praise him daily. Who was our lawgiver? Yah, that's the only one, no other. That's why I left the stone cutters. All of our lovers betrayed us. This is why it is Yah, and he will save us. No more following our lust. And Yah, I trust, he made my bones rise from the dust, breathed in me life, but my people hated truth, started living trite. Now we're here as it is this day, destroyed, our men lay slain in the streets, our mothers praising images of clay, and now we need to turn to Yah. He put these curses for a sign and the wonder to be displayed. God's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony sure, make it wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right, rejoice in the heart. Yah, commandment is pure, enlightened in the eyes. The fear, Yah, clean, endure forever. The judgment of Yah, true, and right us all together. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, yeah. All my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, yeah. All my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Praise Yah, yeah, praise the mighty, the holy, the only one, mighty, mighty Yah. Oh, praise Yah, in the heavens, praise Yah, in the heights, praise Yah, all his angels, stars of light, praise Yah, in the mountains, on earth and the sea, praise Yah, all ye kings and beasts of the deep, praise Yah, all the saints, children of Israel, praise Yah, you lions, praise Yah, all his people as we go to Zion. Come on, yeah, come on. All my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, Yah's law is perfect, converting the soul. Yah's testimony sure, making wise and bold. Yah's statutes are right, rejoice in the heart. Yah's commandment is pure, enlightened in the eyes. The fear, Yah's clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Yah are true, and righteous all together. All my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Yeah, all my people say praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah, praise Yah. Hallelujah, yeah, praise Yah, Shephelah to the Most High, Yah. Thank you.
Shalom, shalom. Giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Israel, whose name alone is Yahweh, our Elohim. And this program is nothing but the truth. And my name is Morey Obadiah Yisrael, at the House of Yisrael, located in 1907 Vine Street. And I'm standing in for the Elder Morey here at the House of Yisrael, Morey Ishaya ben Yisrael. And we're giving all honor, all glory, and all praises to the Holy One of Yisrael, whose name alone is Yahweh. Now, who is Yah? Well, Yahweh is the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that in them is. Yahweh is our lawgiver. Yahweh is our king. Yahweh is our redeemer of not only Israel, but of the entire world. And it is Yahweh and Yahweh only that brings salvation to not only Israel, but the entire world. So we give all honor, glory, and praises to the Holy One of Yisrael. And this evening, I plan on bringing you another interesting, dynamic topic of conversation. Because wisdom will let you know. In the book of Proverbs, the fourth chapter, and the seventh verse, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. But with all thy getting, get understanding. So with all the wisdom that people obtain throughout the world, all the wisdom that we may come into this knowledge too, we have to get an understanding. We have to. Because the wisdom is the principal thing, but the understanding, oh, that's the application. Now you know that someone has the wisdom, because through understanding, through their actions, you'll say, oh, I know you have the understanding, because I see it in your actions. I hear it in your words. I see it in your walk. It's radiating off of you. So with all we get an understanding. And there's a lot of people whom Yahweh is waking up, a lot of our people, who have been woken up and came to the realization that they are not a slave. They've come to the realization that they are not of the slave owners of their forefathers and foremothers. They're waking up to the fact and to the truth that they Israel. And they waking up and they saying, look, don't call me by the name of Smith no more. Don't call me by the name of Johnson no more. Don't call me by the name of Jones no more. But my name is Yisrael. And they come into this realization. But it's major components that's missing. See, Yahweh said when he put various curses upon us, that we would be smitten with madness, blindness, and astonishment of heart. So these things that are going on, there's a lot of darkness that we had to come out of, and still darkness that we're coming out of. That's why we have to cleave unto the words of Yahweh. Because Yahweh words are the light. And before we get started, let me say shalom to all of our people that are listening via the internet, whether it be Facebook, YouTube, or Blog Talk. For we know that the only reason why you're tuning in and listening is because of your fear towards the Most High and your love towards Yahweh, your Elohim. But back to what we were speaking of. It's a lot of our people that have come to the realization and they know that they Israel. But there are major components in waking up. It's just not important that you wake up and know that you Israel. That's just a small part. But there's things that, knowing that we're Israel, that we must do, that we're commanded to do, that we're instructed to do. And it's just not to go around and boast in ourselves. It's not to go around and have everybody serve and worship us. There's just certain things that Israel are commanded to do. And here's one of the things that Israel is commanded to do. If you turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 62nd chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 62nd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 10th verse. Isaiah 62 and verse 10 reads, Go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people. Cast up the highway, gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Behold, Yahweh hath proclaimed unto the end of the world, say ye to the daughter of Zion, behold, thy salvation is cometh. Behold, his reward is with him, and his works before him. And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of Yah, and thou shalt be called, sought out, a city not forsaken. So, in knowing that we're Israel, there's certain things that we are commanded and instructed to do. And one of the things that is to set up a standard. Now, if you look up in the Concordance, the standard to say it's an ensign. If you look up in the dictionary, a standard is setting up the way that people should live. Well, either both of them are signs. And we are to go throughout the world and set up a standard. Because we are the people of the true and living Elohim. So our walk are not like anybody else, or not like anyone else's. Our speeches and our meditations can't be like anyone else's. And we can't be walking in the ways of people that walk after the imagination of their own heart. Yahweh said that when he cast out all the nations from the land of Canaan, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, he said these nations, they did abominable in this good land. So that's why I cast them out and I put you in. But I didn't just put you in and say, live on. Live long and prosper. No, I gave you my law, my commandments, my statutes, and my judgments. And by these things, we are to live by. By these ways are we to walk in. By Yahweh's word are we to live. So when we defiled the land and started doing after what the other nations did, then we got kicked out too. Because what we didn't do is set up a standard. And that's what these laws, statutes, and judgments do. They set up a standard. And it's not just to proclaim to your community, but it's to proclaim to the entire world that Yahweh is our Elohim and Israel is Yahweh's servant. And with these laws, statutes, and judgments, they're our moral code. They're how we should live. They're how we should walk. That's how we should talk. How we deal with one another, how we behave, how we be sons and daughters, how we be husband and wives, how we be productive so-called citizens in the world, not just in your country, but throughout anywhere you go on the earth, because a standard has went before you, and it's called Yahweh's word. So waking up to knowing that you Israel is a big responsibility, a huge responsibility. And we're waking up and knowing that you Israel, there's just certain things that we have to know, believe and understand. There's just certain things that we have to know that Israel isn't. Certain things and fundamentals that we have to know that in being Israel, there's just certain things that we can't be a part of. There's certain people that we just can't be cool with. And there's just certain ways that we can't take upon ourselves because Yahweh has set forth the standard for his people. And Yah blessed me to come with several things that Israel just isn't. And there's plenty more, but we're going to go through a few of them this evening. Things that Israel just is not. And number one, because it may be your first time listening, you may have just freshly came into this knowledge. You may just have picked up the book and start studying and reading for yourself. And you can see plain as day that you're an Israelite. You are a descendant from Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You can see that plainly. Well, if you can see this, then we just have to know that there's just certain things with knowing that we Israel that we just can't be. And one of the things that Israel is not is Israel is not a polytheistic people, meaning Israel is not a nation of people that worship multiple Elohims, multiple powers. Israel is not the nation that was raised up to declare to the world that we have to serve several deities or serve any deity or serve false deities. Yahweh raised us up so that we can witness and to declare to the world that Yahweh is our Elohim. That's what makes us special. That's what makes us set apart. That's what makes us holy. And when we go out through the world and we proclaim and declare anything else other than this, then that's not being Israel. That's why when Israel get outside of ourselves and we start acting another way, Yahweh give us different names. Now, when it may be a poetic name. It may be Yeshurun. And when we really degenerate and we really done walked away from our Elohim, we become something totally different. Not the seed of Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, but Yahweh calls them sons of Belial. That means you are something that's totally degenerate, something that is totally foreign, something that is totally perverse. And one of the main ways to get out of the way of the ways of the Most High is by giving your servitude, giving your praises, giving your energy, giving your time, giving your money, giving your substance, giving your energy, giving your health to something that is not your Elohim, something that is not our power. This is what Israel is not. We are not a nation that worships and praises Elohims, foreign Elohims. That's not the ways of righteousness. And Yahweh said that we Israel, we are his people. We to seek after righteousness. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Jeremiah, the 50th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 50th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the very first verse. Jeremiah 50:1 reads, "The word that Yahweh spake against Babylon and against the land of the Chaldeans by Jeremiah the prophet, declare ye amongst the nations and publish and set up a standard." There goes that standard again. "Publish and conceal not. Say Babylon is taken. Baal is confounded. Merodach is broken in pieces. Her idols are confounded and her images are broken in pieces. For out of the north there cometh up a nation against her, which shall make her land desolate, and none shall dwell therein. They shall remove, they shall depart, both man and beast. And in those days, and in that time, saith Yah, the children of Israel shall come, and their children of Yehuda, together, going and weeping. They shall go and seek Yahweh their Elohim. They shall ask the way to God, with their faces thitherward, saying, come and let us join ourselves to Yah in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have caused them to go astray. They have turned them away on the mountains. They have gone from mountain to hills, and they have forgotten their resting place. All that found them have devoured them. And their adversary said, we offend not, because they have sinned against Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their fathers. Remove out of the midst of Babylon and go forth out of the land of the Chaldeans and be as the he-goats before the flock." So Yahweh is letting us know through this testimony that we turned our backs and went far away from the Most High. Whether it was the imaginations of our own hearts and thoughts, or whether it was the sheep, the shepherds that were set up over us, have led us astray by introducing us to these false idols, these false gods, which can't breathe, they can't eat, they can't smell, they can't do nothing. They're altogether vain. And we start serving these idols and making sacrifices to these idols and start making supplications to these idols to the point to when we was cast out of our own land and put into the land of our adversaries. And they vex us. They shed our blood. They rape our children. They rape the women and the men. And they totally abuse the people of Yahweh. And they don't even lose no sleep over it. They said, look, man, we don't offend not. Because they have sinned against Yahweh, the habitation of justice, even Yahweh, the hope of their fathers. Like, they turned away from the habitation of justice. So why are they seeking justice for me? They turned their backs on the King of Peace. So why are they seeking peace for me? Why are they seeking refuge for me when Yahweh is their refuge? They have whole turned their backs from their Creator. So we don't have no remorse on how we treat these people, how we treat y'all today. This is what the nations are saying. And the Most High said, when we came in the midst of these people, we got devoured. They instantly started devouring our people because it was never set up. The standard was never to go forth for us to worship any other Elohim besides Yahweh. If you turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 51st chapter. Jeremiah, the 51st chapter. I'm going to start reading at the 12th verse. Jeremiah 51 and 12 reads, set up the standard upon the walls of Babylon and make the watch strong. Set up the watchmen. Prepare the ambushes. For Yah have both devised and done that which he spake against the inhabitants of Babylon. O thou that dwelleth upon many waters, abundant in treasures, thy end is come, and the measure of thy covetousness. Yahweh of hosts have sworn by himself, saying, surely I will fill thee with men as with caterpillars, and they shall lift up a shout against thee. He hath made the earth by his power. He have established the world by his wisdom and have stretched out the heaven by his understanding. And when he uttereth his voice, there was a multitude of waters in the heavens. And he causes the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightnings with rain and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures. Every man is brutish by his knowledge, and every founder is confounded by the graven images. For his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, the work of errors. In the time of their visitation, they shall perish. But look at what Yahweh said. The portion of Yahakob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. Thou art my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee will I break in pieces the nations, and with thee will I destroy kingdoms. This is why Yahweh is our Elohim. Because any Elohim that we've given credence, praise, power to, they're going to perish. And Yahweh has established through his word, his works. And he said, look, I'm the one that created the earth and the heavens. And I did it by myself. Through my wisdom have I stretched out the heavens. Yahweh is declaring his works before the world today. And we are witnesses of the Most High. That no other Elohim can claim these works. That's why there's no need to read any other books and read about the works of any other idol. Because they didn't establish nothing through no wisdom, nor through understanding. nor through their powers, nor has anyone heard their voices uttered, because they can't even speak, nor breathe, nor smell. They can't do anything because they're all together vain. And Yahweh has been letting us, and Yahweh lets us know, you are Israel, and you are to declare to the world that besides your Elohim, there is none else. So don't be talking about the son that died on the cross. Don't be talking about an Egyptian deities of what we learn from these the Egyptians. Don't learn the ways of these heathens that's that taught us to worship the signs in heaven. Besides Yahweh, there is none else. There's no Christ. There's no Muhammad. No sun, no moon, no stars. Nothing besides the Most High. And if you Israel, this is what you was raised to witness to. And Israel is not a worshiper of multiple Elohims, because besides Yahweh, there is no Elohim. Turn with me to the book of Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Because when you're serving the true and living Elohim, you have to have the wisdom and understanding to know how precious you are in the sight of the Most High. So don't think that because these nations are afflicting us and they're oppressing us, that these things are going to go unnoticed and have gone unnoticed by the all-seeing eye of the Most High. Yahweh has been thinking about his people from the beginning. In Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse. And it reads, when the Most High divided the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. Now, how many are the number of the children of Israel? 12. So even when Yahweh was setting the bounds, he had the children of Israel in mind. It said, for Yah's portion is his people. Yaakov is the lot of his inheritance. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. And as the eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings, so Yahweh alone did lead him, and there was no strange Elohim with him. This is what we ought to declare. Now, that no matter what the world comes to the to so-called knowledge to, and now they want to give credit to everything and anything under the sun, moon and stars, and give credit to it like it was the one. Yahweh said, no, I was the one that bare you alone. I instructed you, and I led you in the way when there was no strange Elohim. Our people didn't know nothing about no JC. They didn't know nothing about no Yahshua. They didn't know nothing about no Muhammad, no Haile Selassie, no Buddha. They didn't know nothing about these false idols. It was Yahweh that bare us alone and instructed us. And now we get wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, and get some instructions. Now we want to go and search out from the imaginations of our own heart. And this is not what Yahweh has purposed. See, one thing, the first thing when Yahweh reserves us, when Yahweh brings salvation unto us, when Yahweh saves us, the chief thing that he wants us to know, the chief thing that he did let us know when he brought our people out of the land of Egypt, turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter. And in the book of Exodus, the 20th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. And it reads, and Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yahweh, thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. So the first thing Yahweh let you know, all these words is being spoken, they spoken by me. How did he identify? through his works. He said, I'm the Elohim that brought you forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. And look at the first commandment that he gave. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. No Elohims. No power. Because if there was a power beside Yah, if there was a creator beside Yah, then how come they didn't reserve their people? How come they didn't redeem us? How come they didn't bring us out of the house of bondage? Why? Because there was no Elohim besides Yah. And this is how you know even today that there's no Elohim besides Yahweh. Because many great men have came with great words and done came with works. And we still not redeemed. We still not saved by any man. We still in captivity. We still scattered in the four corners of the earth. Why? Because Yahweh is the one that's going to redeem his people. And with all the religions that's on the face of this earth, and they swear that they got the answer, and they swear they got the wisdom and understanding, and they swear they got the ways that can lead us out of captivity, we haven't went anywhere. Why? Because Yahweh said he's the one that brought us out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Therefore, we shall have no other Elohims besides Yahweh. Because this is what Israel is. We serve one Elohim. We serve the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh. And when you have Israelites that raise up and they start proclaiming the name of false idols, or they start giving credit to idols outside of Yahweh, well, then you know that that's just not what Israel do. That's not the way of Israel. Not if you're seeking after righteousness. Not if you're trying to seek after humility, the way of Israel. Israel serves the only true living Elohim, and his name alone is Yahweh. That's the chief thing that we got to get in our hearts and in our mind and in our works, that we serve the true and living Elohim. And besides Yahweh, there is none else. Now, once we had that established, and once we read through the laws and through the testimonies, and we start seeing the works of our true and living Elohim, that takes us right to question, that takes us to number two of what Israel is not. Israel is not a religion. I repeat, Israel is not a religion. Israel is not Christian. Israel is not Islam. Israel is not Buddhism. Israel is not Hinduism. Israel is not Judaism. Israel doesn't belong to any religion. We're not a religion. Now, I know people, I know scholars and so-called scholars, and people will tell you, well, all the religion is just a belief in spirituality and out of a book. Be like, yeah, you can say that that's a religion, but besides Yahweh, there is none else. So if you have any book that's proclaiming another God, that's proclaiming works by another God, then that book is false. And this is why Yahweh commanded his people to eat this roll. Eat this roll and digest it and let it go into our bowels and be a part of us. Because that's the main thing to know that. Well, I know that we're not a religion because all religions have an origin of man. The number one religion on the face of this earth is Christianity. And you know why Christianity was started up? It wasn't because people were trying to be righteous and return back to Yah. No, matter of fact, the exact opposite. The whole Christianity religion was based out of the Catholic Church. That's the mother of all sets of Christianity, was the Catholic Church. And the Catholic Church had books brought to it by a man by the name of Marcion, M-A-R-C-I-O-N. And this man hated the Most High. And matter of fact, he was known to He was known to his contemporaries as the son of Satan. And not only was he known to as the son of Satan, he brought forth the first books of the New Testament because he thought that it was unfair that God had a chosen people. So what he wanted to do is sponsor a religion that made everyone God's people. So you wouldn't be an Israelite, but you could be a spiritual Jew. This is what it was started after. A man who hated the Most High. And now you have the number one religion on the face of this earth. People thinking that this is showing the Most High their servitude. They think that this is showing the Most High their gratitude. This isn't showing the Most High your humility. This is showing the Most High that you're trying to just give him your behind to kiss. Because Yahweh said, besides me, there is none else. And our people have been indoctrinated. Our people have been led astray. And they've been led to believe that, well, all books are inspired by the Most High. Yeah, all books may be inspired of the Most High, but all books are not by the Most High. And that's what separates Yahweh's people and his book from any book on the face of the earth. Yahweh's book is the only book that the true and living Elohim even speaks in. Yahweh's book is the only book that declares the beginning to the end. Yahweh's book is the only book that lets you know that he did these things by himself. He declares who his firstborn son is. He declares who his people are. And he declares who the king will be in the last days. Yahweh's words establishes all these things. Yahweh's words establish all of his covenants. Yahweh's words establish all the ways, all of his ways that we should walk therein. This is what Yahweh's words do. Religion, not so. Because if you read the New Testament, it tries to piggyback and validate itself through the words of Yah. If you read the Quran, it tries to piggyback and validate itself through the words of Yah. And all these books that's been set up, even the books that they claim was here before the Bible, all of these books are just a bunch of vanity. All you got to do is just read it. It's a bunch of nothingness. And it only sounds deep, and it only looks deep to most people, is because it's just how much of gross darkness that we in. But going around telling the people that you a God. And that's all they educated on is I'm a God. I'm a God. Well, okay, God, you better be at work tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Now, you teach the people in the world that they gods. And that's all you teaching them. And they paying rent, mortgage. They got to go to the grocery store to eat. They got to go to the clothing store to put clothes on their back. They walking around catching public transportation. But that's all you got to offer the people? That you God? Now Yahweh lets us know, yes, ye are Elohims. But you should die the death of man. Because the moment we step out of the word of Yahweh, we die the death of man. But just going around with your head up, or going around thinking that sins, how is that going to help you prosper in life? All that does is raise up people looking for a scapegoat their whole life. That's why most of us can't even take personal responsibility. Because we've been trained to believe our whole life that as long as we make a mess, it's going to always be someone to come clean it up for us. It's going to be always someone to come and lay down their life for it. And that's not the ways of Yahweh. And that's not the word. That's not from the word of Yah. So Yisrael is not a religion. But what Yisrael is we're a covenant people. And let me show you just how we are covenant people. Turn with me to the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter. And in the book of Genesis, the 17th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 9th verse. In Genesis 17 and 9, it reads, and Elohim said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant. Therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child amongst you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised amongst you, every man child in your generations, he that is born in the house or bought with thy money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thy house and he that is bought with thy money must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He have broken my covenant. My people, my goodness, how many times Yahweh got to be redundant and mentioned in covenant? Keeps on repeating that we are a cut. This is a covenant. And a covenant is an agreement. It's an agreement. If you do this, I'll do this. And this is an agreement that Yahweh made with our forefathers. He said, look, I'm going to enter into a covenant with you myself. But in order for you to receive all the blessings from it, every man child in your household must needs be circumcised. This is my covenant. And Yahweh establishes covenant. But never did Yahweh come and say, this is a religion. Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 34th chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 34th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 27th verse. Exodus 34 and 27 reads, and Yahweh said unto Moses, write thou these words, for after the tenor of these words, I have made a covenant with thee and with Israel. And he was there with Yah 40 days and 40 nights, and did neither eat bread nor drink water. And he wrote upon the tables of the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. That's right. This is a covenant. When Yahweh had Moses come up to Mount Sinai, this man fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights, meaning he didn't eat bread nor drink water. And when he came down with two tablet commandments written with the finger of by the finger of Elohim. He came down with 10 commandments, not 10 religions, not 10 different denominations, not 10 different sectors of Israel, 10 commandments. That means that these are universal laws that Israel are to keep, but anybody that take hold of this covenant can benefit from it. And you don't have to call yourself a Israelite, spiritual Jew, spiritual Israel. You don't got to call yourself none of that. You can call yourself a commandment keeper. And this law is for not only Israel, but for the strangers as well. If they keep these 10 commandments, they've taken a hold of Yahweh's covenant. Why? Because Yahweh has made his people a covenant people and not a religion. We are not a religion. All religions have an origin, and they all have an origin of man. But who had an origin of Yahweh? Who sat on their boat or in their house and said, I'm going to create a black god, and I'm going to call him Yahweh, and his chosen people going to be called Israel. And when they act up, they kicked out the land. And when they get their act together and return back to Yahweh, they'll be brought back. Don't a man think like this. Because if a man came up with this, he'll have you return it back to him. He'll have you making supplications unto him, just like what the New Testament has, just like what the Quran will have you doing, just like the Talmud will have you doing. It'll have you worshiping everyone and everything else outside of Yahweh. Yahweh has no origin. and his laws, statutes, and judgment, all you have to do is read with understanding, and you will see that these words are divine. No man came up with instructions like this. No man can come up with this type of wisdom and understanding. Why? Because they're not living by this today. Now, they'll put it up as a token of a symbol because they want the Ten Commandments outside of the schools. And they want it in front of federal buildings and breaking every last one of them with every passing day. Because they know that these are covenants. And we are not a religion. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter. Because when you take hold of Yahweh's covenant, and when you take hold of Yahweh's word, and we cleave unto Yah, Yahweh done already let us know something. Something very pertinent. Something very important. And it had nothing to do with believing in a man dying for your sins or for our transgressions. Has nothing to do with serving another God. It don't have anything to do with that. In the book of Isaiah, the 55th chapter, at the very first verse, it reads, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. He that have no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight itself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people, a leader and a commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou hast not known, and nations that knoweth thee not thee shall run unto thee because of Yahweh, thy Elohim, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee." Yes, the Most High said that if we come to these waters and we drink, we don't need money to do it. We could come and drink and eat. And Yahweh said that he will even show us the sure mercies of King David. And if you don't know about the mercies of King David, then just read up on King David and look at the tender mercies that Yahweh showed this man. This man was beloved by the Most High, and he loved his Elohim. But out of the words of the Most High, he named who this king is going to be. And why? Because King David, this is a covenant. The sure mercies of David is a covenant. It's not a religion for us to start worshiping King David and start praying and making sacrifices unto King David. This is a covenant. This is what Yahweh has promised to the people. And this is what Yahweh will bring to the people. A religion will tell you a whole bunch of things and deliver nothing but misery, pain, heartache, and oppression. But Yahweh said, if you come to these waters and you drink, oh, I'm going to show you my sure mercies. And don't the world need the sure mercies that he showed unto King David? Yes, we do. But this is a covenant. This is a covenant. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 9th chapter. Because you may have some out there saying, well, I didn't see it in Isaiah 55. King David, it just said that I will show you the sure mercies of David. Okay. And this is one of the famous scriptures that people that like to defend these false idols, they love to run to. This Isaiah, the 9th chapter. And they always love to read the 6th verse. But Yahweh commanded his people that we are to read line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little, to get an understanding of the wisdom that's put before us. But in Isaiah, the 9th chapter and the 6th verse, it reads, For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, the Mighty Elohim, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of Yahweh of hosts will perform this. This is what Yahweh say he will perform. So I don't care about people out there talking about Trump or Bush or Obama. None of these fools going to bring us no salvation. But Yahweh said that he going to bring us this salvation, because all the governments are going to rest on King David's shoulders. Why? Because the sure mercies of David is a covenant. And when we take hold and confirm these words, we're confirming Yahweh's covenant. So once again, Israel is not a religion. We are a covenant people, which would take us to the third thing. Because a lot of our people are confused. A lot of our people have been led out of the way because they are under the impression Yahweh has multiple books on the face of this earth. Yahweh has multiple books, and he just playing Where's Waldo with them. I told you that this book contains everything that it needs, but I got some other books. So now people on the treasure hunt, just trying to find books. And the books are void of Yahweh speaking to anyone in that time. And just because you read in a book a testimony of when Yahweh spoke, that don't mean Yahweh speaking in that book. But they go out and search after all these books and search after all this doctrine. And they come out twice as confused as before they went in. Because this is one thing that you must realize. Israel is not a two-book people. Israel is not a three-book people or a multiple-book people. Yahweh said this in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 16th verse, and it reads, "Seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read." Let me read that again, but let me read that more slower. It says, "Seek ye out of the book of Yah and read." I don't see no S behind that. I don't see a plurality behind that. I don't see what Yahweh's saying. You can find the rest of my works in this book. You can see the rest of my commandments in that book. You can see the rest of my ordinances in this book. You can see the rest of my statutes in that book. No, it says, "Seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. And no one of these shall fail, and none shall want her mate. For my mouth it hath commanded, and his spirit, it has gathered them." So Yahweh saying this book is complete because it is my spirit that have come. It is for my mouth have commanded, and my spirit has gathered it. So this book is complete. So why searching other books for other doctrine, trying to find out how we could be better Israel? Well, we got the book of life right before us. We have the book of wisdom, understanding, and knowledge right before us. We have the book of Yahweh right before us. And we think because we done read it several times that we know it. And we got the wisdom from it. So now we're trying to seek it out for something deeper. Well, most of our people, they read, they don't understand the first thing that they read it. And to tell you how you know they don't know the first thing that they read, because as soon as they get done reading the book, and Yahweh redundantly saying, besides me, there is none else. Besides me, there is none else. There is none besides me. I know not any. And then turn around and ask your people, well, who's besides Yah? Y'all sure? And now they get to the point they don't even want to name this fella, the Messiah. Well, who's the Messiah? Some would say, I don't know. And some would say, he's the New Testament. Well, didn't it say, seek ye out of the book of Yah and read? And don't think because you got a Bible or we have Bibles and they done stuck the New Testament behind the Old Testament that that's the book of Yah. Absolutely not. If I took the Spider-Man comic and put it in the back of the New Testament, that don't make it the book of Yah. I got the Black Panther pages in the back of the book, and that's the book of Yah too, because it's all in the same book. No. Yahweh says, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read, for my spirit and my mouth has gathered them. Not my hands, not your hands, not any other man's hands. These books was brought together by Yahweh. And Yahweh said, believe in these words, and none of these shall fail, and none won't they mate. And this book is so vital to our life. This book is so vital to wisdom and understanding that Yahweh said, look, if you want to quote these other books, if you want to live in these other books, if you want to go by and start walking in the ways of these other books, you can do so. But one thing you can say is that you got the light of Yah in you. Because Yahweh said this in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter. And in the book of Isaiah, the 8th chapter, I'm going to read the 20th verse. It reads, to the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. So if you want to say we got two books, then say, look, we got the law and we got the testimonies. But don't say, man, we got an Old Testament, we got a New Testament, we got an Apocrypha, we got the book of Jubilee, we got the book of Yasher, we got the book of, we don't have all these books. If they were important to our salvation, then they would be in the book of Yah. If it had the wisdom, understanding, and knowledge of the true and living Elohim, it would be in the book of Yah. And if it pertained to any of our righteousness, it would be in the book of Yah. These books were separated, and these books were moved to the side because they was not gathered by Yahweh. So why are we trying to gather books and incorporate these words with Yah's words? And now you done read so many books that now you can't even confirm Yahweh's words. Now you say, well, that's true, but that's not completely true. Well, what you mean? When did Yahweh give us incomplete anything? Everything Yahweh has given us is incompletion. But because you done read these other books, and they got different testimonies in it, and they got different acts in it, now you like, now people going confused as well. I can't say that Yah's book is complete, because you need the New Testament. You need the Quran. You need this book and that book. When did Yahweh say we need any other book outside of his book? The Most High said, if we don't confirm these words, it's only because there is no light in us. And people will say, well, the New Testament is the New Covenant. Well, let's look at what the New Covenant consists of. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 31st chapter. In Jeremiah, the 31st chapter, and verse 31, it reads, Behold, come saith Yah, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehuda, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which by covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith Yah. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know Yahweh. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yah, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. Now, this is the new covenant. Now, is this the dispensation that we under today? No. But you still got the New Testament that you proclaiming is the new covenant. But you got people going out in the world teaching people to know Yahweh every day of the week. And Yahweh said that I will put my law in their hearts. But according to the New Testament, the Christ of the New Testament nailed the laws upon the cross. Because the law was just a schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. But after we done came to the schoolmaster, after we done came to Christ, we're no longer under the schoolmaster. Does this sound like anything that the New Covenant is speaking of? Absolutely not. And this is what happened when we start dabbling into these damnable books and these damnable doctrines. We start going in a way that is not good, parting from the light and go further into the bliss of darkness. Turn with me to the book of Ezekiel, the third chapter. And what is the discussion? What is the topic? It is what Israel is not. And currently what we are discussing, Israel is not a two-book people. Not if we seeking after righteousness. We're not a two-book people. In the book of Ezekiel, the third chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. It says, Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech or of a hard language, but to the house of Israel. And that's what Yahweh's servant was commissioned to do then. And that's what Yahweh's servant is commissioned to do now. Is to go to our people and speak what word? Yahweh's words. Not our own words. Not some book that we think is clever and witty. Not some doctrine that we done discovered, now we think we got some exclusive. Speak the word that Yahweh gave unto us. What better word to bring to the people? What better law to bring to the people? What better testimonies to bring to the people than from the words of Yahweh? So we're not a two-book people. And if you want to say we are two-book people, then yeah, we keep the law and the testimonies. And all of those are confined in the book of Yahweh, which is commonly referred to most of our people as the Old Testament, from Genesis through Malachi. That's all that's needed. That's all that is needed. We don't need to add to nor diminish, because Yahweh's book is complete. Yahweh's book is complete. His book is so complete that he said this in the book of Malachi, the third chapter. In the book of Malachi, the third chapter, and the 16th verse, it reads, Then they that fear Yah spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that fear Yah and that thought upon his name. Yahweh saying, look, my people will gather together and speak of my name and give praises to my name. And a book of remembrance was written. And that's what we have before us. And now that's the first book that we should be running to, but that's the last book that we consider. That's the last book that most of us consider. To the point that even our people are scattered today. When Yahweh say, gather yourselves together. And why most of our people are scared to gather themselves together? Because they're scared to go through this book. Because they done created some ways. They done follow some doctrine. They walk in imagination of something else. And now they're scared to come together. They're afraid to come together. Because they just don't want to be condemned by the words of the Most High. Well, the whole premise of being the servant of Yah, the whole premise of being Yisrael, is to magnify Yahweh's law and make it honorable. And you're not going to do that. We're not going to do that if we go on by multiple books and following after doctrine that Yahweh has not commanded us to go after. And this is what Israel is not. We're not a two-book people. Contrary to what may be going out throughout Israel, Yahweh never commanded us to go by books and books. Matter of fact, wisdom lets you know of the writing of many books, there is no end. And much study is the weariness of the flesh. But let us hear the conclusion of this whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. This is the whole man. And I don't have to go to several books to find that out. I don't have to go to several books to find out what Yahweh's law, all his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments, and his testimonies are confined within one book. Fourth thing of what Israel does not, and there's a lot of rumors going out throughout the world today, that Israel is comprised of several nations, 12 tribes of 12 different nations. Yaakov is black. Some other tribe, Mexican. Some other tribe is this and that. And is this what Yahweh had purposed in his book? Is this mixture something righteous? Is this mixture that people are going around saying, is this a mixture of something that Yahweh said was to come? Or did Yahweh say this? Turn with me to the book of Exodus, the 5th chapter. Trying to see if that's what I want. Do I want Exodus, the 5th chapter? Let's see. Turn with me to Exodus, the 12th chapter, because we're going to see if Israel comprised of 12 different nations. And we're going to read in the testimony something that's very telling, something that is very distinct. In the book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, and I'm going to start reading at the 37th verse. Exodus 12 and 37 reads, and the children of Israel, and this is when we was coming out of the land of Egypt, and the children of Israel journeyed from Ramesses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds and every much cattle and even very much cattle. Now, it said that 600,000 of Israel came out of Egypt. And then on top of that, a mixed multitude went with them. Now, if Israel was just a mixture of nations, why didn't you just say a mixed multitude came out of Egypt? Since we were 12 different nations, it wouldn't have to say Israel, then a mixed multitude. But no, it said Israel and a mixed multitude came up. Because our people have been indoctrinated by their enemies to think that Yahweh hasn't delighted in his people. That Yahweh hasn't had any delight in his people. That Yahweh hasn't separated his people from all the families of the earth. And this is exactly what Yahweh has done. He has separated his family from all the families of the earth. This is what Moses petitioned for. And this is what Yahweh has done. And whenever we have come together, and whenever we had been mingled, we're going to read and see if this is something positive. Turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, the 12th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah, the 12th chapter, and the 9th verse. No, I'm going to start reading at the 7th verse. Jeremiah 12 and 7 reads, I have forsaken my house. I have left mine heritage. I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hands of her enemies. My heritage is unto me as a lion in the forest. It crieth out against me, therefore have I hated it. My heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. The birds round about are against her. Come ye, assemble all the beasts of the field, come to devour. Yahweh said, look, I forsook my house, and now look, my heritage is unto me as a speckled bird. But all the birds that are around her are against her. So when you speckle, well, if we was already a speckled bird, then how come we had to become a speckled bird? That's because this is not from the testimonies of Yahweh. This didn't say anything about us being 12 different nations, 12 different mixtures. All that is Israel trying to ingratiate themselves with the heathens. When Yahweh done separated us from all the families of the earth. And we trying to bring ourselves together and be in mixture with them. But that's not what Yahweh has set for his people. Matter of fact, it's the exact opposite. Because if you go right over to Jeremiah the 13th chapter and the 23rd verse, it reads, can an Ethiopian change his skin? Can an Ethiopian change his own skin? And if you know what an Ethiopian look like, you know what Ethiopians look like. Ethiopians are black. They're black. But let's further read. Or the leopard his spots. Can a leopard change his spots? A leopard can just wake up one day and say, I want to be a tiger. So I'm going to change my spots into stripes. Can he do that? Can he just wake up one day and say, I changed my mind. I don't want to be a leopard no more. I want to be a tiger. I want to be a panther. I want to do all the, I want to be all the beasts of the field. Can he do that? Well, if he can, and if the Ethiopian can change his color, then may ye also do good that are accustomed to doing evil. Yeah, because the Ethiopian can't change his color. And a leopard can't change his spots. And for those that are accustomed, can they do good that are accustomed to doing evil? Not when you're not learning the ways of Yah. Not when you're not applying your heart unto wisdom. Not when you're not seeking the Most High. No, because evil is all you've been accustomed to. And that's why most of our people trying to ingratiate themselves with these nations. Because they've just been accustomed to living by their own way, trying to find it their own way, and get it their own way, that they don't even know how to get it the way that Yahweh commanded us to. Because they have been accustomed to doing evil. But no, Israel is not a mixture of nations. I don't care if you want to say the Indians were Hebrew. Prove it. Prove it. They just want to make every nation Shemites. When Yahweh came to Rebekah, he told her, look, you have two different nations in your womb and two different manner of people in your womb. He did not say, look, you just got one nation in your womb, one named Jacob, one Esau. No, he said two different nations and two different manners. Because Yahweh has separated the light from the darkness. Yahweh has separated the day from the night. Yahweh has separated Israel from all families of the earth. And when they have been brought together, has it been in righteousness? Or has it been something degenerate? It's been something degenerate. Especially when we're not all on the same page that we got to serve Yahweh. And Yahweh alone. But these things are planted because these things were done for a purpose. These things was done with the intention to not bring you to the Most High, but to get Israel cut off. And this is why this type of news, these reports that's being reported by Israelites, is to your own demise. Because turn with me to the book of Psalms, the 83rd chapter. In the book of Psalms, the 83rd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the first verse. Psalms 83:1 reads, keep not thy silence, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace, and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us come, cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel be no more in remembrance. So this is crafty counsels done by the enemies of Yahweh. They want you to think that Israel is just a mixture of nations. Because they're doing the same thing that Marcion was doing. They're doing the same thing that these scientists try to do. Yahweh separates, they try to mingle it all together. And make something degenerate, but it's not to be glory. It's not to be beautiful looking, to get us cut off. So that the name of Israel shall cease from being a nation. Because once you start adopting these different nations, you bring them into the sanctuary. And Yahweh said, look, a stranger can't come into my sanctuary unless they circumcise in their flesh and in their hearts. So just abominable things that are being done. All because our people refuse to hearken to the words of Yah. And if you read the testimonies of Yahweh, you will know exactly what color the nation of Israel are. Israel was black, and Israel still black. Yahweh is described of having having a dark hue. His angels are described as being black. And if you don't believe that Israel is black, then turn with me to the book of Psalms of Solomon. In the book of Songs of Solomon, we're going to start reading at verse 5. We're going to read verse 5 of Songs of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5. And it reads, I am black, but comely. Anika Hora. That's what it means. I'm black, but I'm beautiful. All ye daughters of Jerusalem, as the tents of Kedar, as the curtains of Solomon. Our people are black, with bushy locks, because we were made in the image of our Elohim and the likeness of our Elohim. So this is not to put down any other nation, but this is just to let Israel know who we are and embrace who we are and to love who Yahweh has made us to be and embrace ourselves, because we were made in the image and likeness of the true and living Elohim. And the only way and the only reason why we're speckled today is that's because Yahweh forsook his house. So nothing positive will come out of that. And nothing's positive about this intermingling that most of our people are doing today. So Israel is not a mixture of nations. Israel is one, just like Yahweh's law. Just like Yahweh is one. Next thing that Israel is not. Israel, because there's been debates and there's been discussions about Israel and how the laws was taken from the walls of hieroglyphics on Egyptian walls, and how the wisdom of Yah was taken from African proverbs and taken from many other books that's trying to proclaim the works, testimonies in Yahweh's book. The book of Noah, would that happen? That happened with another man. That happened with, and they try to take these books. Well, this is something that Israel, we must know. Israel did not get these laws, judgments, or its testimonies from any other nation. From any other nation. And how could I say this so emphatically? How could I say this with so much confidence? Well, this is how I can say it with so much confidence, because this is a challenge that my Elohim put out to the world. Turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, I'm going to start reading at the 8th verse. It says, it reads, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who amongst them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. So let all the nations be gathered, and let them bring forth their witnesses. Let them bring forth their testimonies. So whether you're going to be justified to say it is true. So since the book plagiarized so much and taken so much, then let the nations come forth and bring the wisdom abroad to the world. And let the world know, what wisdom did Yahweh take from your book? What understanding did Yahweh take from your deity? What knowledge did Yahweh take from your doctrine? Let any nation come forth and declare these things, and see whether you be justified, or will your knee bow and say, it is true. Only the true and living Elohim can make laws, statutes, and judgments like this. But this is what Yahweh is declaring to the world. This is what Yahweh is proclaiming to the world. That we are his witnesses. That before him, there was no Elohim form. And neither shall there be after him. Yahweh is our Elohim, and besides him, there is no Savior. There is none else. So there is none to take a testimony from. There is none to take a law from. There is none to take ordinance from. Because all of these ordinances were destroyed right with these false idols. And all of these false doctrines will be destroyed with the false idols that are here today. Because Israel is one. Because we're one, because we serve the true and living Elohim. And his laws, statutes, judgments, and commandments, and his testimonies are one. They're all in harmony. So when we wake up and we proclaim to the world that we Israel, we got the first step in front of the world correct. And let the world know that Yahweh is the true and living Elohim. And the only people that's going to witness to this are the people of the true and living Elohim. That's why we have these laws, these statutes, these judgments, and these commandments. It's to glorify and give praises to the true and living Elohim, whose name alone is Yah. And it's to magnify his law, his word, his testimony, his statutes, his judgments, and make them honorable. This is our commission, Israel, and we got plenty of more work to do. But until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you, and so do we at the house of Israel. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy. Seven seas, captivity is taking hold upon me. Put frighten me and now we flee from fallen leaves. The blood and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we physically all this wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will appraise and pursue rebellious of the